3. Witness the fitness. The hammering that I thought would never end finally subsides. Reality reasserts itself. The earth is no longer rippling. The silence is deafening. And then I hear a tinny scream, and I realize it's me who's screaming. I'm trapped underneath something heavy. I shove and push, exploding with fear and anger. I'm lucky. I'm alive. I'm just bruised, and I can move. Not much, but I can squirm. I frantically try to create some space around me. Something huge has landed on our car. The world is black, and my mouth is thick with grit. Claustrophobia drives me, a bubbling terror, a spastic pressure. But the panic is building in my throat, behind my eyes. Where are my wife and child? I see a tiny chink of daylight in the dark, and I attack it. Somehow I claw my way out, ripping skin and clothing, snaking and contorting. I tumble to the ground. Dust swirls in curling serpents. The sunlight blazes in through open spaces. A piece of the concrete overpass, a thunderous weight, has sagged onto the car, not flatly, or I'd be dead, but at an angle. Broken glass glitters, and shards lie everywhere. Car alarms blare, people are screaming. Giant ships of freeway metal have broken free and slide down, the pieces leaning on each other precariously. High overhead, maybe 60 feet up, I can see the overpass, broken off, and a truck, an 18-wheeler, lying on edge, poised to slide down right on top of us. My heart is beating so fast that I can feel it bubbling up into my throat. But there's hope. There's some space still in the car.